Good morning, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So why exactly are we replacing humans with robots to pick produce?
Because it's an interesting and unusual situation, but I think increasingly it's hard to find humans who want to pick produce. It's not something that many people aspire to.
And so how exactly does this technology work?
So the project that we prototyped at QUT in Brisbane is to pick capsicums. And you know, capsicums are a big crop. Everyone likes to eat capsicums. But to get them off the vine, fairly labour-intensive, someone's got to come along and grab the capsicum, cut the stalk with a pair of secateurs, put the capsicum in a basket. And that's the process. So what we've done is we've created a robot, got cameras, detected eyes, so we can see where the fruit is and work out where it is. The robot goes in and attaches the capsicum, holds it. Another part of the robot comes out, book, and puts it in the basket. At the moment, a lot slower than a human, but we're working on ways to improve the speed of that thing.
And I know with watermelons, they grow at different rates. So will someone need to actually look at them and check that it's ripe for picking? So how will these robots be able to make this judgment?
So it's got a pretty sophisticated camera system on board. So it can look at the fruit. It can figure out the colour of the fruit is one and the ripe. The other is we actually measure the three-dimensional size and shape of the fruit. So we can make a picking decision based on colour and on the size.
And with waste as well, with food management, obviously at supermarkets, they do have to throw out a certain percentage of food. How would this robot be able to control that?
The robot can't help at all with anything from what happens to the fruit after it's been picked. And food wastage is a huge issue. I mean, we see figures of something like 30% of food being wasted after it's been harvested, which is a shocking waste. What we can do, though, is fix wastage that can happen with fruit effectively rotting or being past its prime before it's picked. And if the farmer's got a large crop, he can't fit people in to pick it when and where it's required, then that crop is going to go to waste. So it's going to go to waste on the farm. And that's where robotic labour can help. If people aren't willing or unavailable to pick when and where that's required, we imagine a future where there are robots available, either the farmer owns them or there are service providers bringing robots to harvest the fruit.
And there has been a lot of comments online that the robot and L revolution may take away jobs. Could we eventually see even farmers being replaced in favour of fully automated robots? Because there is a lot of technology
about
where
robots and jobs, right? What we're seeing is farmers saying they can't get people their fruit. And, you know, that's a problem. And so I see it, and it's not always like this, but in this particular case, there's a labour vacuum. If humans aren't willing to do it and we still want to eat capsicums, we have to come up with some kind of solution. And robots is one possible solution.
Yeah, definitely. You do bring quite an interesting topic. It will be interesting to see if we do have robots like this in the future. Definitely our supermarkets will look a lot different. Thank you so much, Peter, for joining us on the line.
Thanks for taking the time. Bye.